I met my first girlfriend at Gallagher's when I was 19. My aunt and uncle immediately invited her over, but not before devising a plan to keep my mom out of this. But my aunt was never good at keeping secrets. It's Christmas Eve, 2004. Just my mom and I sitting by the Christmas tree. She tells me she hears I've been hanging out at gay clubs and asks me if I am some sort of lesbian now. I sit silently, and my mom gags at me, walks away, and turns back to say, "I won't be telling anybody about this. I'm too embarrassed and ashamed." She was referring to my Jehovah's Witness grandparents that were coming over for dinner the next day. The next morning, we open presents as usual, and I open a present from my mom, a pillow that reads, "Men, chocolate, and coffee, the richer the better." I am horrified at the timing of this present and hide it before anybody gets to laugh about all of the rich boyfriends I currently have. Otherwise, everything's great. But with any family function, time is always running out. My grandparents say they have something special to share with me, and they lock me in a room where I spend 2 hours being berated and humiliated. They hear how disappointed they are in me. They blame my friends, my job, the media. How selfish could I be to make this decision to destroy this precious life that has been given to me? I was hurting my family. They didn't deserve this. I am a bad person. I am naive, a follower, a devil worshiper, a disgrace, an embarrassment. One day, I will be alone and sad and see how I chose to isolate myself from those that wanted the best for me, that wanted me to live an honest and good life. I thought that's what I was doing. I cried out in pain, not because I believed what they said about me, but because they believed what they said about me. My mom and I didn't speak for a year. There were drunk cameos and cruel voicemails, but she was done. I was strong and in control. Eventually, she felt the impact of her decision and came around. She met some of my girlfriends, trying for my sake. I had the power for the first time. I came out again at 23, this time with a boyfriend. I realized it wasn't power that was important. I yearned for my mom to not be the things that made people afraid and ashamed of who they are. I wanted to be understood. I brought my new boyfriend to a family barbecue. I hoped the setting would diminish any chance of my mom exploding with, "She has a boyfriend," confetti. She was happy, but not because I finally brought a guy home, but because I seemed happy. There were no "it was just a phase" or backtracks about my sexual orientation. It was the same for the boyfriend after that, and the girlfriend after that. Every time I dated someone new, she asked, "What's their name?" or "How did you meet him or her?" like it had always been that way. My coming out was the catalyst for my mom to stop being afraid of what she didn't understand. Recently, she asked me to explain who transgender people like to date, and then she told me how I am the person she wished she could have been, compassionate, forgiving, and not afraid to stand up for who I am, whoever I may be, and what I believe in.